You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Government announced today the four life-shortening conditions in which people can access their KiwiSaver earlier to enjoy their retirement. The conditions are Down syndrome, cerebral palsy, Huntington's disease, and fetal alcohol spectrum disorder. So the announcement also included a process for people with other life-shortening conditions to go through to access their savings earlier than 65. Because if you aren't expected to live long enough to enjoy your retirement after 65, the rule just doesn't work for you. So one person that this rule didn't work for is Timothy Fairhall, who has Down syndrome. Tim and his mother, Joan, have been advocating for this change for several years, and the amendments were passed last year. And today is the announcement of which conditions are accepted to access their funds earlier. So I called Tim this morning while he was on his way to Parliament to hear the announcement in person, and I asked him about where he was going.
I'm in the car and on my way to Parliament.
And yes. Why are you going to Parliament?
I'm going to KiwiSaver.
You're going to Parliament because of KiwiSaver?
Yeah.
And what have you been wanting to change about KiwiSaver?
Oh, it's just that people with have Down syndrome. About what would happen if at age 65 and they had to retire, and people like me won't live much longer, and I like to follow my dreams, and my dreams is to see my brother Scott from Italy and my niece as my dream, and my other dream to see Thomas from Canada.
That's really awesome, Tim. Has it been hard trying to change the KiwiSaver rules?
Yeah, it's hard. I got a lot of people helping, like my mom and also my family and my trust family.
How do you feel now that you've managed to change the rules?
I feel much better. It's all good. I'm so excited about it.
And are you excited to go to Parliament today?
I'm so excited.
What are you most looking forward to?
I'm meeting everyone.
So that was Timothy Fairhall, advocate behind the change to the KiwiSaver rules. Now, Tim has been working at Countdown for almost 20 years as a cleaner and has managed to save over $10,000 in his KiwiSaver, which he wants to enjoy while he's still healthy, which he's now able to do thanks to the change in rules. He wants to go see his brother in Italy and his friend Thomas in Canada. Now, without this money, he would really struggle to be able to live out his dreams, which would be the same for heaps of people with these life-shortening conditions, not able to access their KiwiSaver. So the Director of Advocacy for IHC, Trish Grant, was taking Tim to Parliament this morning, and I asked her about IHC's role in the changing of the KiwiSaver rules.
We have been really supportive of the call by Tim and his mother to have more flexibility in the rules around KiwiSaver. So we were delighted with the law change in 2019. Many disabled people require government systems and rules to be flexible and respond to their life circumstances, and this is a very good example of that.
And what's the importance of the announcement today?
So it names the categories of people who have a straightforward entitlement to getting their retirement savings earlier than 65, and it also creates a pathway for other people who going through their GP can also have that pathway and possibility of receiving their retirement savings earlier than 65. And for IHC, the fact that this change has been brought about by the voices of a person, Tim, a person who has Down syndrome, and his mother, and that they've asked government for a change, that's a great advocacy moment.
And when did IHC become involved in this?
We've been involved right from the beginning, and in fact one of our senior managers was involved in the working group, and someone from my advocacy team developed a research paper around what's the overseas kind of evidence in this regard, and collecting that important research evidence to determine that, you know, the decisions that government was wanting to make were the right ones. So this is an evidence-based decision, so that's important. And it's also a decision that's come about through a close and effective relationship between government and non-government organisations, you know, seeking to create fairer systems for people who need them.
Sounds like a great example of when the system has just worked well.
That's right. That's right. And it's been led by the voice of the people. So that's fantastic.
And is this the end of the road, or is what's next?
Well, what's next for IHC is government to do the work that's required to improve the health status of people with intellectual disability. They've received two reports at the end of last year that name the actions that need to be taken so that people with intellectual disability experience greater health and well-being and have a longer expectation of, you know, a better expectation of a longer life. So that's the next work program that we're interested in working with government on.
And are there other things in our life that we might not think about that impact people with life-shortening conditions, where the rules just kind of assume an average life expectancy?
Well, that's right. I mean, if we think about the superannuation age itself, that could be shifted, could be lowered, because many people may not, you know, given their disability and health-related issues attached to that, they may not reach retirement age. So we would be, and that superannuation benefit is at a higher rate than the supported living payment. So I think it would make sense to think about how we could lower that age for people who have a reduced life expectancy or higher health conditions. So that's something that government could think about too.
That was IHC's Director of Advocacy, Trish Grant, and I spoke with Commerce and Consumer Affairs Minister, Dr. David Clark, after the announcement, and I first asked what changes have been made to the KiwiSaver Act and whether the government will make further changes to cover more people.
Yeah, well, you might recall that the government changed the KiwiSaver Act last year to enable people born with life-shortening congenital conditions to access their KiwiSaver funds when they choose to retire. That was a general category change, and today we've announced some more specific changes that guarantee people access to their funds simply by being able to provide a certificate saying that they suffer from a particular condition. And those conditions are Down syndrome, cerebral palsy, Huntington's disease, and fetal alcohol spectrum disorder. So people with those conditions basically are automatically allowed to withdraw their KiwiSaver funds. People who suffer from other, probably rarer, life-shortening congenital conditions can still access their KiwiSaver funds earlier. They just have the one extra step of getting a certificate from their medical practitioner to say that they suffer from a life-shortening congenital condition.
Right, and how does this take pressure off families with life-shortening conditions and their families?
Well, what it does effectively is it just makes KiwiSaver fairer. It'll be a relatively small number of New Zealanders that are affected. But currently those people weren't able, or sorry, prior to the government making this change last year, those people weren't able to access their KiwiSaver funds until they were age 65. And for many of them, they don't live that long. It seems very unfair to pay into a scheme that you never stand to benefit from. So this allows them to take their retirement when it's right for them to do so.
How easy will the process be when people who aren't part of the four conditions that you mentioned earlier, if they have to go for a GP?
Yeah, it should be a relatively straightforward process still. That was the change that was made last year, and so people who suffer from some of these conditions may already have accessed the scheme that way. And so they simply need a medical expert to sign off that they have a life-shortening congenital condition.
Now, this is KiwiSaver, but will there be considerations for making the superannuation accessible earlier to those with life-shortening conditions or people with intellectual disabilities?
At this stage, that's not on the agenda, but I guess we constantly keep these things under review.
And speaking on that, now currently there are four conditions that are on the agenda that have been implemented so far. Is the government considering other life-shortening conditions but that didn't make the cut today?
Yes. So, I mean, this has come about as a result of a process and you know, going right back to the start, Tim Fairhall, who's suffers from Down syndrome, and his mother Joan wrote a letter to the minister, then Minister Farfoy, asking for this change. And what happened from there was that the new general broad condition was created so that people, anybody with a life-shortening congenital condition who can get that medical certification can access their funds. And then there was a review done by the IHC in conjunction with Otago University to come up with a list of conditions that were common enough that really met this test so that it could be automatic. Now, that then was reviewed by the New Zealand Medical Association that worked. So there's been a robust process around coming to these four conditions as automatically qualifying. But I've set in place a system where there will be a review in 18 months' time, because we know the scientific evidence is constantly changing and developing around medical conditions, and there may be more in 18 months' time that could be added to a list, but we'll wait and see what the medical assessment is.
That was Dr. David Clark, Minister for Commerce and Consumer Affairs.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.